It's time for Fairbanks Foodies, a look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now here's your foodie host, David Pruse.
Good evening, Fairbanks. Welcome to our locally produced show, Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Pruse. On this show, we explore meals you can prepare, restaurants to try, events you can participate in, beverages you can create, basically the fun you can have with food when you're here in Fairbanks. We have our four wonderful sponsors of our show. I hope you use them. They treat us so very fine. We're coming through the mid-November. The month, the year, the decade is going by fast. My goodness. Thanksgiving is going to be here on Thursday. I have in the studio with me a repeat conspirator on all food items that are good. Nadine Winters. Nadine, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's been a while. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, still eating away.
No, tell me what you're really doing.
Cooking, eating, going out.
I know. Yeah. Someone has to do it.
Exactly.
Someone has to be in here supplying Fairbanks with knowledge, thoughts, understanding. Good places to go, good places to try. It's what we do.
Yes.
I've only gained 5 pounds since I started this show. That's pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good. Yeah. So we're going into Thanksgiving. What are your plans?
You know, well, I don't know if you remember. My plans are I
a bottle of wine early in the morning?
A bottle of wine, yeah. You got to have wine to cook. I'm one of those people that brines and smokes my turkey.
Yeah.
Just because I can. And I like
I do that too, yeah.
And then just got to have lots of gravy. And then the desserts. So I don't really care about starch. That's not my thing. But so I like the protein and the gravy. And
so you're not a stuffing person?
Oh, well, I am. Wild rice. I'm a wild rice girl.
That's starch.
I know it is. It's okay. Good starch. Okay, so I'll have that as long as there's gravy. But the good part for me is I'm not usually a dessert person, but for Thanksgiving, pumpkin caramel tiramisu. We've discussed this in the past, and I've never made it because you can't find ladyfingers anymore. And the other, so that's a must-have for Thanksgiving. And another one is this really lovely
pumpkin caramel tiramisu.
Yeah, it's stunningly good. It really is. It's because
that sounds like an addiction.
It is. I have to say, it's pretty tasty. If I can find some ladyfingers, I will make some because it's very good. I've been making it for decades.
You just thought about getting on Amazon or something like that?
Oh, I should. You're right. I should. Yeah, because Safeway is the only one that carries ladyfingers, and they just haven't had them like since the pandemic. I don't know why. Who knows?
This decade, yeah.
And the other thing I make is this really lovely cranberry tart, which it's made with almond flour crust, so it's almond and cranberries, and it looks stunning, and it is just it's a perfect nice tart foil to that big heavy dinner. Very, very, very excellent and good for you too. It's gluten free.
What am I doing for Thanksgiving? Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. I'm making sure 15 turkeys get cooked for the rescue mission.
Yeah.
Still doing that. Back in the saddle on that again. And a big shout out to Jeff Oden over there, a sponsor of ours, Big Daddy's Barbecue. He's going to do about 8 to 10 of them. Mm-hmm. He's got the capacity. Just wonderful. Him and Jen are just wonderful people. And going to do that. And like you said, you got to brine your turkey.
Yes.
I don't inject.
No, brine.
I brine.
Brine.
Now, what's your brining process? Secrets out there. Come on, let's get the secrets.
All right, Guinness.
Guinness style. You have the Irish lass in you.
I do. Guinness, so
but you see, go ahead.
Guinness. Onions, bay leaves, peppercorns, and then bacon. You got to get some bacon, not preferably more like that Fletcher's dry cured or something like that. And basically chop that up and throw it in there. And so that's in water and sugar and salt. And so, yeah, but basically it's kind of a very savory kind of thing. And then you take the little pieces of bacon, and then when I smoke the turkey, I just attach them to the outside of the skin to keep it moist for a while and then take it off at the end. So it's like, brine with purpose. What do you do yours in?
I'm pretty basic, actually. Mm-hmm. I get the big coriander pot and I put the turkey in there and I brine it for 3 days.
Oh, wow.
And I use about 3 tablespoons of pickling spices, a cup of bourbon. But I'll intermix that with a cup of cognac.
Mm, yeah, either would be good.
And a cup of maple syrup.
Ah, and that melts nicely.
Then I might throw things in there like the bay leaf, the peppercorns, you know, just to juice it up a little bit. But those are my three. You know, you have to have your alcohol, your sugar, and your spice, and your water. And those are the three.
Yeah.
And then I smoke it. And what I like to do is a local wood. I'm going after the invasive species of wood.
Cotton,
oh, yeah.
Cottonwood?
No.
<There's> invasive.
Choke cherry.
Oh.
And choke cherry is such a wonderful smoking wood. It's so light.
Really?
You know, I discovered it when my neighbor, who used to have 40 choke cherry trees, one of them fell and crushed my shed.
Uh-huh.
So he removed it, but he cut it all up. And I said, you know, give me some of that. So he cut me up some chunks, and I started using it. It's like, wow.
Oh.
So now whenever I see a neighbor cutting up a choke cherry, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got a couple years' supply drying out, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never would have thought to use that, huh?
Until one falls on your shed.
Then yes.
Yeah.
What is it? Necessity is the mother of invention?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or opportunity presented itself.
There you go.
So, but on Thanksgiving, after I do that, I'm having some friends over, and I'm not going to cook a turkey. I'm going to go meat. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I'm going to go meat, and I'm going to do it on my large green egg. Then I am being a very astute, sharp male.
Mm-hmm.
I know those words don't go together.
Not in the same sentence.
But I'm calling up the bread line, and I'm picking up my pecan pie, my stuffing. Oh, yeah.
Oh, from the bread line?
Yeah, they have an ensemble of sides.
Oh.
And I'm just getting it there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's
and
a great
so
idea.
The only thing I have to do is be a Cro-Magnon man,
meat.
Cook some meat,
mm-hmm.
and then reheat or pull out of the refrigerator, and I'm ready to go.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Yeah. I'm just doing the turkey and the gravy and the pies, or the dessert, because those I'm not a dessert queen, but those two are pretty exceptional.
How many people are you having over?
Seven. It'll be eight. Yeah.
I'm going to crash your house. Yeah. I want the lady fingers. Just to eat the lady fingers, first of all.
Yeah, well, see, the lady fingers are soaked in the homemade caramel that you make, and then that, you know, goes around the layers, and then pumpkin in between, and then whipped mascarpone and cream on top with a little taste of bourbon. Just saying.
You know, are you just trying to purposely get me mad?
I know.
You know, just really?
I have been promising to make one for a long time, so if I can find the ladyfingers, I'll do it.
Okay. Now, let's talk about a restaurant that you went to and you had lunch at today, one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. The Creperie.
And where's that at?
It's on, well, between 3rd and 4th.
It's on both.
Entrances on 3rd and 4th. I snuck in the 4th Avenue today.
Next to the co-op building and the El Dorado and all that fun stuff.
Across the street from Mount McKinley's parking bank's parking lot.
Yeah.
Yes, and I, being a savory person, so yes, I've had quite a few of their crepes. I haven't had any of their breakfast crepes, but quite a few of their lunch.
Oh, man, I you know, what happens with me is I start getting hungry around 10:30.
Yeah, me too.
And yesterday, you know, talking with you, I got hungry around 10:30 in the morning. So I went over to the creperie, and I always have their breakfast crepe. And there's two that I have. You have the egg, cheese, and mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have the egg, cheese, mushroom, and reindeer sausage.
Ooh, yeah, I'd like the sausage.
And they are so good. I mean, you know, $11 to $13.
Mm-hmm.
Then I just have water, give a $2 tip, and I have a meal for the day,
mm-hmm.
in downtown Fairbanks, and it's very wonderful, savory. They do table service. You know, they come and give it to you, then they come pick up your dishes.
They're very attentive there.
Yeah, and Yvonne, he's done so well. He's done so well, taking that building, really, really fixed it up.
Mm-hmm.
And just you applaud success like that.
Mm-hmm.
You applaud food and service like that. You just do.
Yeah, and on one hand, it's simple. Their menu is simple because it's essentially crepes and a few other items and all the coffee beverages, you know, the lattes and things.
Yeah.
But
beer?
The beer?
Yeah.
Oh, the beer? I did not know that.
Yeah, he has a license.
Oh, yeah. But like for today, I had the Bavarian crepe, which was sausage and smoked Gouda, pickles, and sauerkraut.
I'm going to try that one.
Being of Polish origin, yes.
Yeah,
right up my alley.
Being Prussian origin.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a neighbor.
Yes, and then there's another one that I really like. It's like chicken. I think they call it the chicken caprese, and it's basically mozzarella, basil, tomatoes, and chicken.
Yep.
And just excellent. And I'm going to venture a guess and say, you know, not huge in the calorie intake thing. There's not really that much starch on them. I mean, crepes are thin and mostly egg. So I'm going to go with healthy and nutritious as well.
Oh, goodness. Well, there's that too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, you go into the downtown core where I work, and there's a lot of good choices. You know, some last, some don't.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby's, one of our sponsors, still here.
Yep.
Big Daddy's, you know, talking with Jeff. He's doing real well because he has permanent staff that he doesn't
yes.
have to worry about. It's taken a while to gear up to that, mm-hmm. but he's so happy he has a permanence of staff, and that's what really hit restaurants so hard.
Especially so the restaurants. Yeah, and I think because there's quite a few restaurants around town that you see have had reduced hours in the past.
Yeah.
But now everyone seems to be getting back up on step or on keel here, and I haven't seen that lately too much.
Yeah, it's fleshing itself out,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I still see the El Dorado, I think, closed on Mondays or whatever, you know, and great, you know, their Taco Tuesday is still available,
mm-hmm,
thank
mm-hmm,
goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so I feel it's my personal responsibility when I eat out to leave very large tips, just because
yeah.
you want people to stay there so you can go back.
Yeah.
Even I do
takeout. You give me horrible service, but please stay.
Even takeout. You go get takeout, same thing, tip.
With your job in your office,
mm-hmm.
you have board meetings where you order out food. Where do you like to order out food from?
I do a lot of Great Harvest Bread Company.
Nothing wrong with that.
Great Harvest, because they have sandwiches, which are excellent, and the bread's homemade or local, you know, made on site.
Mm-hmm.
And they have actually really, really good salads. And my yeah. board, as you know, is very mixed on their food tastes.
Yes,
and,
we are.
Except I learned they don't like jalapenos.
I do not like jalapenos. We're Nordic. Yeah. We are so Nordic.
Yeah, a lot of the board members say, oh, do you have to keep ordering stuff with jalapenos? But they have great salads and they have great sandwiches. And the thing is that you can order online. So if I'm ordering for, you know, 8 to 10 people,
mm-hmm.
they're always on. I call in the order, say, we want to pick it up 11:45. It is always ready. It is always ready, and everything's neatly labeled with everybody's name on it. So I think one time, so it's good from a, you know, a practical matter,
yeah.
you know, in terms of, you know, taking time and being efficient. So it's very good that way. And then also the food's very delicious. And another one, what we do is pizza on occasion.
I know that too.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm one, you know. Okay.
Yeah.
I got to ask a question. I'm going to go to hell.
Okay.
Because I put pineapple on my pizza.
Oh, gosh.
I do.
Do you?
Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
A lot of people like it.
Yeah. You know, it's and in today's world, mm-hmm. with the things you see on a pizza nowadays, pickles.
I know. I like
Oh, you okay. like pickles, but you don't like pizza. I mean, pineapple. Oh.
That's exactly right. Yeah, pickle to me is excusable. No, a lot of people like it. And, you know, then you get the sweet and the salty
from
the hemp.
People like me who put pineapple on pizza,
mm-hmm.
we opened up the world for everyone
there
to put
go.
Everything on pizza.
Yeah, right.
I'm desperate, you know. But I don't always put it on, but I enjoy it. You know, my mm-hmm. favorite is a Canadian bacon, black olive, and mushroom pizza.
Ooh.
It's yeah. a great combination. Mm-hmm. You know, you have your meat, your mm-hmm. mushroom, your mm-hmm. Italian.
You have three food groups right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Three food groups. See, my favorite.
Then you throw on your fruit.
Four. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, just this the sweet thing. It's just pineapple sweet, but it's acidic too. So when it goes good with salty, is it Canadian bacon or ham they put on those?
It goes good with beer.
Well, that's true. Pizza, all pizza goes good with beer. My favorite is totally cheese, sausage, and jalapenos. That's my favorite.
You're going for the heat again.
I like heat. It's vitamin C.
Yeah, that's what I'd say too. It's vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break, and while we do this, hopefully I don't get beat up too much from a person who does not like pineapple on pizza. We're going to listen to some sponsors, and we'll be back after these messages.
Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
At Bobby's Downtown, we are more than a Greek restaurant that offers fine dining. It's our way of life. And we invite you to come in for lunch, dinner, and late night. We are proud to call Fairbanks home, and we love using locally sourced ingredients in our traditional Greek and American dishes. So come in from the cold and warm up at the bar with a heated handrail and enjoy a glass of wine from the always expanding wine selection. We hope to see you soon at the always non-smoking Bobby's Downtown on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Nice looking.
Fairbanks, welcome back to Fairbanks Foodies. I have in the studio with me here Nadine Winters. We're talking about a little bit of food, and over the break, she really gave me a good wet for about putting the wrong things on pizza. And, you know, but I am what I am. And guess what? You want it on your pizza, you put it on your pizza. Simple as that. It's your food. It's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. But I never realized there were some people that are so hostile towards pineapple on pizza.
It just doesn't belong.
Boy.
I know it's a thing.
I have a natural deflection because I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, so I get that with them anyway. So,
right.
You know, pineapple on pizza, your football team.
Right.
Now, we're in the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite thing to make for either Thanksgiving, Christmas, or New Year's?
Oh, my goodness. That's a tough one. I'd say that's specific to holidays. I'd have to say it's the turkey. If you can manage to cook a turkey that has flavor and is not dried out,
mm-hmm.
that actually doesn't need gravy, it's very good.
It's very, very good.
But it's not the easiest thing to do on the planet.
When you carve into that chicken breast, it has to ooze out.
Yes.
And then you know, yes. Yeah.
And gravy. I have to say,
I love gravy.
And so like a little, you know, a little bacon. We'll just forget about the fat grams. You're going to mm-hmm. have them. Little onion.
Okay, we will.
Little onion, bacon flavor.
Mm-hmm. You know what I like to have is the turkey breast, the gravy, mm-hmm. the good stuffing, and then black olives. You know, that's all I need. I just love, you know, growing up, mm-hmm. those black olives, we only got them at Thanksgiving, you know, and Christmas.
Yes.
You put them on each of your hands and fingers. And,
whenever
I go out to the Turtle Club,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have that salad bar there, and they have all those olives. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
I'm a black olive guy.
Yeah, I love olives. The other thing that I only do at holidays, which is because a lot of people like pumpkin pie, and I like it as long as there's lots of whipping cream on it. Like, you need that, I think. Mm-hmm. But I also make this thing that I only do at holidays. It's a savory pumpkin, like souffle kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's a Jacques Pepin recipe because, you know, everything he does, lots of butter and cream. But it literally is super easy to make. You can make it in a food processor. Like, it'll take you like 5 minutes, and you put it in the oven. It's got eggs and cream and I can never pronounce it, Swiss cheese, Gruyere, and just pumpkin and salt and pepper. So it's savory, and it kind of poofs up almost like a souffle, but it's this very light, kind of fluffy, kind of pudding savory, and it's a great accompaniment you could do it with ham, you could do it with meat, not so much ham, but ham or meat or turkey. It's just a great side dish, and it's like so easy, and then you take it out of the oven, and people are just like, wow, how'd you do that? It impresses the company.
You know, there's Thanksgiving, but my favorite thing to make on a holiday, and I'm probably going to do it this Thanksgiving, is a beef tenderloin.
Oh.
And then what I do is, you know, I don't brine it, but what I do is I open it up, you know, take all the wrapping off in the refrigerator for 24 hours.
Get a crust.
Because that starts dehydrating it.
Yeah.
That's a natural dehydrator. Yeah. And you have to be careful. You know, you can't have any, like, open onions or things like that, you know. You can't have anything.
No garlic next to it.
But it's a, no.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's, and so then what I like to do is say, okay, it's usually 20 to 40 below, it could be, and you got the day off. Mm-hmm. You got to prove your worth on the smoker or the grill, you know, and you know, your propane ain't going to work, so you're not worrying about that.
Right.
So you're going... You're going old school fire. You're going charcoal. You're going briquette. You're going lump coal. Going, you know, you're going to get that thing going.
Yep. I have to tell you, before I have my Traeger, I'm a Traeger girl now, but we actually made a smoker out of a 55-gallon drum.
Yeah.
And just drilled holes in the bottom and put magnets over it so you can control the airflow.
Mm-hmm.
And got a Weber round grill top, fits perfectly on a 55-gallon drum, and then run rebar, you know, across the top so you can kind of truss your turkey and kind of hang it, and then put that lid on there. It worked like a charm.
Yeah.
It was kind of unwieldy and big, but it worked.
And then I have a temperature gauge in there, and I don't, you know, I trim it, but I don't cut them up into individual steaks. Yeah. You know, I cook the whole thing together.
Yes.
And you bring it out, and you let it rest, and I put some butter on it 4 minutes in the smoker. I pull out, put a little bit more butter on it. You let it rest for about 15 minutes. Then it's such a delicate slice, so easy. You're cutting butter. And you get that perfect medium rare at about 133 degrees. I pull it out at 128, let it rise up, and then it's showtime.
It is. And, you know, it took me years before I used to always look at recipes. It took me years before I figured out the actual value of resting meat.
Yeah.
It's because it just
the juices recongeal to where they're supposed to be.
Exactly.
They're not bouncing around from the heat.
Exactly. And, oh, my goodness, does that make a difference.
Yeah.
Patience is a virtue, and it works with squirts.
Have a glass of wine while you wait.
Exactly.
Crack a beer. Have some scotch on the rocks.
Yeah, really.
You know?
Have some bourbon.
Yeah, whatever it is, you know.
Some bourbon in the dessert.
Coca-Cola, bottle of water, you know.
Exactly.
Just look at them and say, I am the god or goddess of my kitchen, and this is going to be so good.
Right. Anything that feels celebratory to you, that's what should happen.
Yeah. And then another thing I always enjoy cooking is mushrooms.
Oh,
I love mushrooms. And so many, they're so easy in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get, you know, my sheet pan out, and I'll put my baking sheet on it. And I'll go to Costco, and I'll get the 2.5 pound of the cremini mushrooms.
Yeah.
What I like about this is I don't cut them up.
Oh.
They are what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I put on it some balsamic vinegar. Then I might go something Asian, you know, some sauce Asian on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll put some spice on it. And I'll cook it at 400 degrees for 20 minutes.
Oh, like in the oven roasted?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's it.
Oh, and they come out really well?
Oh. Hmm. Steaming, hot.
Oh.
You know, and it's so... It's this is Lazy Dave's way of cooking a side dish.
Oh, because, yeah, throw it in the oven. You don't have to pay attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to admit, I do have an air fryer, and I've been air frying mushrooms. Mm-hmm. They're really good when you just coat them in panko and air fry them. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, confession. I've never used an air fryer yet. Yeah. I've got to go there. Yeah, I've got to go there.
I have to say, I'm not the – what's the Instapot? I have one of those. I'm not fond of it. But the air fryer, oh, my goodness, you can do some good things with vegetables.
Hmm. You know, now, I started doing something down at City Hall. Food.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And, you know, to get the camaraderie levels up, I walked into the call center, which is the most stressful place in the world.
Yeah, I can imagine.
With smoothies for all the people in there. And banana, strawberry smoothies.
Nice.
And my recipe, Fairbanks, it's really easy. Was 2 cups of strawberries, 1 banana, and I froze the banana, you know, peeled it and froze it, because that's going to be my coolant, and then a 1/2 cup of milk, 1/2 cup of Greek yogurt, blended for about a minute.
Ooh, that sounds lovely.
And, but of course, I made a little bit more than that for them.
Yeah.
But it was a great, easy smoothie.
Oh, yeah.
You just got to remember to freeze the bananas.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. You throw some blueberries in there if you had them in the freezer,
We'll do that, too, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I just wanted to go down the smoothie road, keep it easy the first time, see what I could do. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to be demanding. And I walked in there, I was thinking I'd, you know, see about 3 or 4 people, and there were 7 people in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone was in there. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow. And I had sliced extra strawberries, and I placed them on top of the smoothie.
Presentation. Presentation, right.
Sucking up. And they really liked it. But what got me, it was so easy.
Mm-hmm. And just think what everything in there is just excellent for you.
Yeah.
You know, you'd feel virtuous eating it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I felt no guilt in giving other people this very good tasty meal.
Right. Exactly. That's a very good idea.
So,
I might steal that one.
Yeah, I'm going to do once a week and go in there with smoothies for them, and that way they just appreciate it.
And you could just adjust it seasonally.
Yeah.
You can adjust seasonal fruits.
Barbecue smoothies, yeah.
Seasonal adjustments.
I know. Oh, goodness. Good boy. So, any Christmas plans? Since we're talking about Thanksgiving, we got a couple minutes left.
Yes, and I have not done no Christmas plans yet. I have not figured that part out. It'll involve food.
It always does.
Just food, and I haven't even thought about that part yet. I guess I should probably start thinking about it. What about you?
I'm in your boat. You know, it's not December 15th. Yeah. It's not December 19th. Yeah. It's not the week before Christmas.
It's not. I do want to say one thing. Is I read like some national news, and they're saying that this year turkeys are more expensive.
Yeah.
But I've just noticed locally that there's an abundance of turkeys, not like last year, and they are very reasonably priced. So I don't know what that national news is, but I have to say turkeys are still a really good deal because just think of all that protein. The only other thing I'll say about Christmas, I have this really dorky salad that I make, super easy. Spinach, raw spinach, and pomegranate seeds. So it's green and red, and then you just toss it with a champagne vinaigrette.
Oh!
And it looks cool, it's tasty as heck, and it's like super easy. So that's always my Christmas salad.
That's how we're going to finish the show right there, the Christmas salad. Nadine, thank you so much for being on the show. Fairbanks, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Remember, today's Saturday. Start thawing your turkeys tomorrow.
Yes.
Thaw the turkeys. And I will see you next week.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.